The following is an interview with George Corbin on a hike through Nicholson Hollow. On this hike, Mr. Corbin will be pointing out some of the old home sites and giving an account of life in the hollow. During the interview, I will number each home site. These numbers will correspond to numbers on an enlarged section of the 1930 topographical map. Parts of this interview will be conducted by Mr. Edward Garvey of the Potomac Appalachian Trail Club.
He's going to slap this policy here.
Yeah, like a killing.
Yeah. Because policy's on the horse.
Huh?
We never did know where Fletcher come from. He beat it, my father. He didn't take nothing, carried his gun and buckled on him all the time.
Well, his wife did too, didn't she?
Yeah. No, I never did know where he come from.
No, where he went.
No, that's right.
My man get his wife to hold a gun on him while he beat him, wasn't it?
That's what they said. I know he was killed by the Pollock. He come across the train night and thought Pollock was a spy taking pictures of several other Pollocks. And he just smacked his ears for good. Ain't everything he wrote in his book was so. He added a lot to it, a lot of stuff.
Well, you have to make it, you know.
Yeah.
To sell.
He's halfway from the top to the cabin.
What's
with the Nickerson? Well, he just lived over in what they call Corbin Hollow.
Right.
And he lost his first wife, and he come down in here for some reason, met my mother, married her.
She was a Nickerson, I was
sure. She was a Nickerson.
Yeah.
She's the old man Aaron Nicholson's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
One to call the king of the Blue Ridge.
Yeah.
Pictures in the book.
Yeah. Got a beautiful home there, too.
Yeah.
But, so he just married now. What sort of Nickersons was this?
He was my mother, was old man Aaron Nicholson's daughter. One to call him the king of the Blue Ridge.
Yeah.
He claimed everything in here.
Right here. Yeah.
From my cabin, Claire de Nevers is the reason to call it Nicholson Hollow.
Are they mostly all Nicholson?
Well, they're all Nicholson.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure it out. You know, all these little creeks that go up there, all the houses were Nicholson relatives. Nicholson and family brothers. We came up 2 months ago. We came up from Nethers. Yeah. We took a sidetrack right in the hollow. And I don't know who had the place, but there was no Model T rushing away around the place.
Oh. That was way down below the cabin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was way down.
Did they still be Nickerson down that low?
Yeah, they was down. We lived in the off home down within a mile of Nevers.
Yes.
I could have left that Model T.
Well, it was parts of it there. The car itself was gone, but like there was a radiator and a fender.
I see.
And it was very obvious one had been there.
I could go out there and find the old chestnut tree. Yet. Me and the first wife, all these full of chestnuts, we chopped one tree and got a sack of chestnuts, a bushel of them, 60 pounds. But I lived with my father then. I never did go to him. She never lived long, my first wife, right out back of that rock somewhere. And we got that chestnut, so at 4 o'clock the next morning, I put them on my back. Walked this 2 miles, down the other side 3 and 5 through the valley to Luray. Got down and weighed them. They weighed plumb 60 pounds. They gave me $12 for them. It was the early end. And I got all the groceries I took back and had money left.
Yeah, well, $12 is good money then.
Yeah, yeah. Big money.
Yeah. And this is all Chestnut area then?
Yeah.
Huh? Different
places, huh?
We tried for 5 years to catch me.
Well, I'm sure of that.
And so one day I sent this crippled fellow. My father was making apple brandy then late in the fall. I was a mile of apple. So we doubled like tonight, and I said, the crippled man, I said, now, John, I'll go back and go to stealing. You go to Lula and get some old charred kegs. We put it in charred kegs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back and fired up about 9, 10 o'clock. I heard horses' feet. I think to myself, well, is somebody that knows me coming here. Stay with me. Well, I watched when he stepped over the fence, saw he's down in the deep hollow. I seen, I know you, Norman. Old Charlie Deere from Rappahannock. He was a revenue officer, but I didn't know the other. I throwed the cag down and aimed to jump across the creek, and I jumped in the hole of water up to here.
Up to where?
And then he hollered the hall. He was close to me, that tree, and I kept running. He got the shooting shot bark off the tree close to me ears. I just said, sir, if you keep shooting, I'll keep running. Because if they caught you then, you got a year in Atlanta, Georgia Penitentiary.
What is that?
So
they tried
to
catch me from making lectures.
Where was you making lectures?
Right across from down below before I leave, where you going. And they went on down. You've heard of Jimmy Nevers, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
So Jimmy Nevers better against liquor. We had made his start with whiskey.
Well, that's kind of like Nicholson, isn't it?
Pete and Paul did the same. They tried to catch me every way. So these revenues got out and all went to Jimmy Nevers. Well, did you have any luck? Oh, I started a 75-gallon still and apple puff enough to make 102 gallons of brandy. And you caught nobody, no. See, as Porter does, a crippled man was around it. Well, my partner was crippled. But see, if he's a crippled man, I'd hate to see one that wasn't crippled run. But if I hadn't seen Lou Ray, he'd have gotten it. He couldn't have got away. But I got away from him. Well, the week before, I had another enough in the mountain above this cabin of running. I never did stop. I stopped myself. Well,
how did you get the replace all of the pots and the tubes that you needed?
Oh, no trouble to get go anywhere then buy a copper steel. They'd cut the steel. I went Slate Mill and got my other one, toked it up in the night. Club and Slate Mills, and that's way blown up.
What did you get there?
Huh?
What did you get there?
Another copper steel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I knew Norris in at Slate Mill. He was a big bootleg at Slate Mills. You know Josh Hitt?
Yeah, I know, Josh. Did you know Dr. Quaintance?
Oh, yeah.
He'd buy it on me. Yeah. Dr. Walker.
The old man died here a year or so ago.
Well, that's the brother to old...
Yeah, that's the son to the old man you're talking about.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
He used to practice in West Virginia.
His son is practicing in Culpeper now.
Yeah, that's a young Dr. Quaintance.
Uh-huh.
And Walter, he was a son of Oscar Quaintance. He's dead. He died on me.
And he brought you booze.
Huh?
He brought you booze.
Well, what he wanted, and then I got so much of it. He had a man and his wife come from Washington one day and left a car down at the church as far as he'd get and eat dinner with me. See, Mr. Corman, you don't care if me and your wife see me, do you? I took him on. I had my brother stealing from me that day. Well, now, see, I want this one. Well, I see, you can get it. 20 gallons or 40... 20, I believe. Yeah, it was 20 what I made. And see, I'll furnish the car for you to bring it to Falls Church. And I drove right. Well, it was just a getting dark when I went through Nevers. Pete and Paul Revenue off sitting on the porch. I throwed my hand up at them. They thought I was just going away on a trip in this Model T. And I pulled in Georgetown about 1 o'clock, pulled in Frank Norman's garage. He paid me for it, and he took me out on, but oh, it was hot. I was on the Potomac, and I slept in his boat that night. He married a girl from Culpeper, Frank Norville did. Yeah, I hauled it right, and I just said, well, if I kept it up, I wouldn't be caught, and I quit myself.
Well,
what did you pay for
a gallon that, Julie?
Oh, I got $12, $15.
A gallon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mr. Pollock would buy it out of me up here at Skylay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of money.
Yeah,
that was Depression money, too. That was in Depression.
I could have, but you never can see as far ahead as you can behind. Now, I was 5 years, it was no danger to make it.
Uh-huh.
But I'd make a run lots of times and hide my outfit, go to West Virginia and cut a shuck corn until I take the notion to make more. And Perry says he never did stop, and he made a fortune, bought a farm in Madison County, because he's dead and his wife dead too now. But I was just scared I'd be caught, and I just made it when I got rich.
How many did they catch?
Huh?
Did they catch anybody?
Oh, caught like Pete and Paul made it themselves. They knowed how to catch them, you see.
You know, that's what I've often maintained, though. That's why the federal government hired Pete and Paul to start with.
Why, sure.
They sold out their own people. Pete and Paul did.
Now, you do
that's
you.
What they did. They could go up in here. Pete and Paul could come up in here, but no strangers could come in here.
But you remember Herman Mullaney, didn't you?
Yeah, I heard of him.
Well, he was a state trooper for a long time. Then he stopped that and went on as a Virginia Prohibition officer. Catch him, too. Well, the other revenue, and he was going to make a raid, did notify him when they'd beaten others, and then he'd notify me so I could hide out. He wouldn't bother me.
Uh-huh.
Come to my house and get it, drink it. He wouldn't bother
well,
me.
Now, that's where Pete and Paul were different. They'd come to your house and get it and drink it and then turn you in.
I didn't ever let them have. They did another way to catch me.
They did, sure enough.
Yeah.
But they thought that was all right. They were, yeah. They lost
and
the
And they done the same as they got their start out of moonshine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's the dirt out of it. No harm the lady acted against him.
His first wife was buried on Hannah Run. His second wife is buried right near the cabin, and his third wife is buried in Loretta.
Trail that Charlie was going up when he got bit by that rattlesnake.
Charlie said?
Yeah, huh?
That was another lie. It was fixed up. He wasn't bit by no rattlesnake. Well, just to feel that book out.
Oh, yeah.
No, he didn't.
Charlie put that in the book?
Yeah. I know scabs of stuff he put in, but it never did happen. Yes. Now this is what we call the last crow. I caught the tribes with this bird on the front of it. That flood. Told this creek all the food in our lot.
Oh, you get your Model T and run up there then?
Get my Model T and haul it right out and off.
Yeah.
Leave this cabin at 1 or 2 o'clock and get out and off, whole dark.
Yeah, well, you have to carry the stuff to the tee. You have
right
2 miles down the...
Down to where the church used to be, Hannah's Run.
Yeah.
But you
yeah.
have some kind of good that's back there at Brandon.
Oh, it was most cold picket smiley.
Mr. Corbin used to take his brandy, etc., to Charleston, West Virginia.
You've never seen so many turnips in your life. We growed in there that big. Yes, sir.
This is mostly turnips you're growing here, huh?
All grown in, some grown corn.
Well, this doesn't look like very good soil, though, George.
That will grow anything.
That cabbage really grew in here, didn't it?
If you grow cabbage in here, heads of them weigh 8 and 10 pounds.
Uh-huh.
I know that cabbage likes mountain air.
Nice, don't you?
Yeah.
Might be here to the cabin.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is Aaron Nicholson buried in the cemetery?
No, he's buried at Wolf Town. He moved out.
Wow.
Buried in the army, two of his sons, Uncle Dust and Uncle Russ, and his wife, Preacher Nicholson. My second wife, she's buried over there. She was buried in the cemetery in New York.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Nicholson's two sons and his second, and George's second wife are buried in the cemetery on the cutoff trail. We're now at Corbin Cabin.
My brother-in-law built that one over there.
That's a log house with shingles all around.
Yeah,
that house is in good shape. I don't wonder if this trail club, wonder they don't fix that
one
up.
Who do they say live there?
My brother-in-law, Albert Nicholson.
Okay.
Married my sister. He's dead, but she lives at down here in Madison.
And who lived in the house up by the quarter of a mile?
Mm-hmm. My uncle, Russ Nicholson.
Right.
Yeah.
Number two.
So you built it. When was this cabin built?
I never kept it long.
Or did you build it yourself?
I built it myself.
Is this the map he's talking
about? What, after you got married or when?
Yeah, I built it after my first wife to live with my father. I thought his house is out there. They tore that down.
And I'm trying to, when he mentioned who lives somewhere, I'll give a number in the list, and then we'll put it on the map.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Well, where did you... You lived with your father where?
We were my first wife. He's had a fried hot dog. He told Dad.
I think they were
scratching. And then you married again, huh?
Yeah, no.
And then that's when you built this cabin?
That's when I built this.
You know, Pollock, the way he wrote about the Corbins and the Nicholson and comparing them, you know, the holler, I says, you know, the ironic thing about that was, when I go up to the head of Nicholson Hollow, what should I see standing but a Corbin cabin?
That's right.
He told me they lived in squalor, you know, and all that stuff.
He made it 10 times worse than it was, Mr. Pollock did, and told things about Charlie says it wasn't so. Just to fill in the
room. Old Charlie hadn't worked on him, then.
He'd give Charlie what if I had Charlie's picture. Charlie built me his Pollock's stone house. It's there in Skyland now.
Well, now, this lean-to was built later, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's when Mr. Lassner soon turned the park. See, you can stay on. I toted lumber from the drive down on my back, fixing that and got that started, built up like it is, hadn't finished it. Then.
And that's when they moved you out.
Said I had to leave. And the Appalachian Trail Club finished it.
Oh, they finished
it. Yeah,
them.
I built it.
Well, I'm sure glad they left it standing.
Why did the park turn it over to the Appalachian Trail? Well, the Appalachian Trail people come here when I lived here and camped down on the river, that's I get my drinking water down there.
Well, you just got right out of the river?
Yeah, no pure water on earth and that. And they'd stay sometime 2 and 3 days and they'd leave lots of time. They'd give all the stuff they had left me grub enough to last me a week.
Did you have any privies back here or did you,
How you mean?
Toilets.
No, I had one built outside. Built another one up top.
Yeah.
You built them up there.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. But you know, a fella told me something that amazed me, and it's so often you major in something and you don't realize a lot of things happen in your science pencil. Yeah. He says that drinking out of mountain streams is a whole lot more dangerous than drinking out of a stream in low country. He says if you go here and take a dump on the side of this field here and a hard rain comes and washes it right down in the stream.
Yeah.
But in the flat country, it won't do it. It's got to soak through the ground.
Oh, but by the time that stream gets through kicking it around and everything.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if it slopes the sea, your chances are they had a lot of typhoid fever in these mountains.
Did they?
Darn right.
A lot of people get sick?
Didn't they have typhoid fever in here?
One time. I was living with my father and I had typhoid.
He said I caught it from a spring on the top of the Blue Ridge where my sister lived. She had it same time. But I never did get it no more. The doctor did. You don't have to have it. He'd give me typhoid shots.
Yeah, I mean, no, but it's a lot of, they had a lot of it down around hauling and
had it in others. Killed weekly.
Well, I said typhoid was rampage in the mountains.
But you never hear of it. No, they've got shots to prevent it.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
To have cold.
That's right.
What did the people think about the park moving them out at first?
Like I think it was a low down dirty trick. They lied so. Said they wouldn't move you if you signed up and give them no trouble. If every man in it would have known what he knows now, he'd have been in it yet. They'd have had thunder the Commonwealth said ever put me back, but to come around with all this fancy stuff. See, if you sign up, they'll build roads in here, make a ranger of you, you'll have work, everything till they got a deed to it.
Did they pay you for any of these houses?
Stole it.
They didn't pay you anything?
What you reckon they paid for the house? And I own a whole lot of land here, I forget how many acres, and I borrowed $500 of Lee Judd to finish this house, and when they paid off, got $500 for everything I had, and I went and gave that to Mr. Judd. Well, you see, you've had such terrible luck, it doesn't start, I won't charge you no interest.
Who is Mr. Judd, the banker here?
No, he's run a store here at Morningstar. I'd go from here over there and get my groceries, tow them up that mountain. Well, I didn't go to Nethers.
Yeah.
Watch that rock, saw that flatten. And this, well, lots of times so dark, whippoorwills are coming right on it, and did hollow whippoorwill. Mm-hmm. I ain't heard no whippoorwill since I've been Falls Church.
Is that what attracted them, you know? When you're
yeah, yeah. You won't hear them now. You know, it's less game in here. I mean,
ain't as much in here as was in Wall.
Oh, no, I think not.
Here, you, anytime, take a gun, go kill me a mess of gray squirrels, and I've never seen nothing. You see pheasants anytime?
No, you don't see.
I don't see nothing.
Mm-hmm. They don't have anything to live on. When a place grows wild, it's nothing to live on. I maintain the Mississippi Park does plant out seed beds to keep this stuff alive. They're going to just migrate on down to the...
just a quarter after 12.
Mm-hmm.
Make
for good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did the Dodson boys cause much trouble down in this area?
The Dodson's boat here?
Mm-hmm.
No, that would cause me any.
Yeah. Do you know Hunter Dodson?
Yes, indeed.
He works for the park.
Does?
Mm-hmm.
Nice boy. He robbed Dodson's boy.
Uh-huh. Was he a relation to the two that got arrested or the several that got arrested in Pollock's book? Or?
Well, that was about that killing, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Phil Colby
yeah,
was supposed to kill him.
The near relation. And now Schuyler, no, that wasn't his name. Had him arrested, and I heard he went away, claimed he tried to rape one of the girls riding around in the trails when Pollock run the place. I just forget his name, but he left. He was awful mean. He said he's good to me, and he went away somewhere, and somebody killed him.
Well, who was the Corbin that killed Dotson boy?
Well, that was Clark. He's Hunter's... I don't know whether he's Hunter's daddy or not, the near kin if he's not. Well, that's my uncle killed Clark. Yeah, he'd come down in here. Well, they tried me that morning. My first cousin, Isaiah Nichols and Oscar Nichols and Clark wanted to gallop the whisk. I wouldn't do it. It was on Sunday, and I know he was a hunting trouble. Well, it went on down, another fellow down here let him have a gallop. Well, by sundown, Isaiah come, my first cousin. I seen something had happened. I said, Isaiah, lady getting back. Yeah, terrible thing happened. I see what that. See, Uncle Phil killed Clark. I see for what? Well, I said, Clark was throwing rocks in the house and come up on the fence and pulled his shirt out and told him he didn't have the nerve to shoot. And Uncle Phil emptied this double-barreled shotgun on him. My father sold it to him. It was a brand new one. And he laid off from then till the next day, 3 o'clock, I was off, when the doctor come and held the inquest. And he married my first cousin, Eddie, and she used to work at Skyland.
Robin that lives over at Etlin now.
Is there Corbin at Etlin?
There's a Corbin at Etlin, yeah. He and his son live there. They have two houses, you know, one next to the other.
I can't see him so long since.
Well, Mr. Hoskins told me about him,
yeah.
And I went down and paid a call on him.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to the gas station there, they didn't know whether he lived there or not. They said he was in jail. But I went down there anyhow and found his house, and there he was, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I can't
see. Getting a little bit, didn't see too well. I think something happened to his eyes. He's losing it. But I'll find out because I've got a picture of him too, and I'll let you
all right.
Take a look at that, and you'll be able to identify him.
Fennel Corbin's cabin. They built Fennel Corbin cabin.
In Corbin Hollow.
In Corbin Hollow.
No, they built him no cabin.
They didn't. That's
no,
some more Pollock stuff.
They got him in the. Pollock built him nothing.
Now, Pollock built
him, and he got in such a shape, sent him away to some home, and he died way away from here. He got helpless.
Mm-hmm. He shows a picture of him sitting on his porch.
Yeah,
you know,
that was Uncle Henry, when they was throwing the rocks in on the porch. And Uncle Henry was in the army. He told him, Colt come right down, tried it, fetch six men, and
off the inquest where Uncle Henry told him the rocks rolled in on the post just the same as was in the Army. He was in the Army, Uncle Henry. He's on the, him and Uncle Boot, my two uncles, they was on that fight for the fifth on Bull Run when the two armies met off. And Uncle Henry, he got a ball cut out of a piece of his skull, but didn't kill him. He lived, died of old age. No pocket putting a book, just anything come in his head. Because he knows the people read a lot of
How is Boots Corbin related to you?
My uncle, I married his daughter from the first wife. She's the one buried down the hollow.
What was her name? What was her first name?
Mildred.
Mildred.
Okay, bring it out here. Table's all set.
I didn't bring it up.
Those little black bears. You didn't have a problem with bears, did you, when you were here?
These are the bears that come up from wander, drift up from Smoky Mountain area. Yeah. They're not native to this area.
Outside.
So it is pretty much just like it was then.
Yeah.
Well, you did build a pretty big kitchen, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, today my youngest son, well, he done, my other daughter was born in here. Dr. Ross come clear from Craigslistville here. Got here at 11 o'clock. And the boy wasn't born until 5, and then he had to take him. And he eat dinner in here with me.
Is this the stove that you...
No, indeed. I moved. No, I set my stove out. I wouldn't move it because he said to have them at... in the house over there, where I moved to, and somebody stole it. No, they've had lunch and trail fetch that stove.
How long did the upstairs stay in the
all right.
winter time? Okay,
and you rise more cover, you know. Yes, I cut these logs way up here in the mountain. We come down, line them, and hewed them myself. Had a house raised and put the frame up in a day.
Would all the people help you?
People help you. Yeah. Sad to see you. Thank you.
$1,000.
Bring it right up.
And you bring it up this road up
the question. Right up this Nichols Hollow Road. Good road, Jim. But since this flood come, I started letting it told the creek and the road too.
Wrapped up quite a bit.
Well, you all say you want to go to the cemetery?
Yeah, I think we're all going to go to the
shingles, George. Rip these out yourself? These shingles on the side of the house.
I'm
talking about these.
Yes, indeed. I ripped them out of a room from the handshake. But he was something up there and smoked there.
George?
Yeah.
You think you can take these fellows up to the cemetery?
Who?
Allen and Carter White, they'd like to see the cemetery.
All right.
And it's all cleaned out. It's in real good shape.
Put in the grave. Also, my brother-in-law was buried. It's this and that. Yeah, my second wife's buried now, I think.
Hey. What is it, Jack? You can't tell.
Her name is Tabithy.
T-I-T-I. Say that again?
Tabithy.
B-I-T-H. This is what it is.
I thought that was her grave.
That's Aaron Nicholson's wife?
Huh?
Aaron's wife?
Old man, yeah, my grandfather's wife. Old man Aaron Nicholson.
That's your grandmother.
Huh? Yeah.
That's Aaron Tobiasi?
Yeah. And he's buried at Wolftown.
Yeah. And the only manufactured stone is that one over there.
Yeah, but no name on it.
No name on it.
Well, talking about the only tombstone that has any writing on it. The only manufactured stone is the one of Bailey Nicholson.
It's a matter of interest that looking through that logbook in the cabin, there was two couples here last fall, one from Paris, France, one from Brussels, Belgium, and they mentioned that they worked on the cemetery and erected the wood cross.
Well, I hadn't even seen it.
Yeah, you know, they did. The two couples, one from France.
No, I seen in fact
the
rocks.
Yeah, in the logbook of the cabin. Yeah.
Well, them rocks is open. I hadn't noticed that.
Me either.
that was put up last fall by this couple from France, and one from France, one from Belgium.
One next door.
The second wife is buried just to the right of the gate as you enter the cemetery. Correction on the numbering of the cabins. Albert Nicholson's cabin is numbered 2, and Russ Nicholson's is cabin number 3.
It's right here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is this where your dad lived, George?
Yeah.
Well, whereabouts was the building?
Right here for these rocks is that. What is your dad's given name?
Madison Corbin.
Madison Corbin.
Corbin.
Good number.
Cabin number 5.
Joe, it's up Hemp Patch Run, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Right up, isn't this
we
the
We just
right
crossed
there?
It.
We crossed it already, right back there.
Yeah.
That's mighty hard to find. I haven't found it yet.
Well, how much did the chestnut blight hurt the people here?
Hurt them a whole lot.
Yeah.
Spring located just below Mr. Corbin's father's house, cabin number 5.
This is Aaron Nicholson?
Yeah. Know how he spelled his name? Yeah. We'd spell it out, big A, little A, R-O-N, Aaron.
Yeah? Was he really real strict in ruling here, or was he pretty fair?
He was fair, yeah. Uh-huh. He thought he owned all this land one time, but come to find out what he actually owned, he owned 5 acres of real deeded land. That was on that side of the creek. His 5 acres lay exactly in that shape. All surveyed.
He just
and all this on this side was real deeded land, was the Blecky land. And that big mountain's Christy Doys was, I don't know who owns it now, but the preacher that was showed the grave, he used to look after the Christy Dory. He had him come clear to New York once.
What would he do to people that broke the law or so forth in his valley, in his hollow here?
Well, nothing. I never heard tell of nothing being done.
I know Pollock played him up as being the law and everything.
Yeah. Pollock would have a few arrested sometimes and claim he owned it all. Well, Pollock did own, starting down here at the end of where we were going, running that away, Pollock did own 5,371 acres of deeded land.
Uh-huh.
Who'd he buy it from?
Don't know how he got it. He had a deed for it, wrote on a sheepskin.
Yeah. That's come to run around, I was telling you about. I believe it just shows I'm standing here. He stole it.
Got it.
Swear I do.
I think his father made him, old man Pollock, I think, made him the deed or some high official.
Well, the point is, though,
he's
going to broke his neck trying to get to Madison to pay his taxes if he'd had a deed to it.
Why, the third
not a good deed. Do you believe that? He wrote that in his own book about
Pollock
stole the land that shows I'm standing here. He stole.
Did they really call him King Nicholson? Did they call him King Nicholson?
King of the Blue Ridge. Pollock would call him that.
Ah, but people around here didn't.
These people, I was here when they come. There's three fellas rode in here and come by and that house is all the same. Mr. Nichols, could you tell me how much land you own here? And he took a stick. Well, you see, I own it from that point
clear around just as far as your eyes will let you see. Took it all in, didn't own the 5 acres. I remember that.
Yeah. Aaron Nicholson's cabin is cabin number 6. The mountain to the right above Aaron Nicholson's house was known as the Pinnacle.
See, we were at Aaron Nicholson's place. This was all cleared land on here.
That's right.
This is all cleared all along here, a whole cleared area.
Yeah.
And the next place I have is number 7, which is a place on that side of the river. I've got it marked down here. Now, who lived there, number 7? The next one on the other side of the river.
On the left?
Yeah.
Sort of up on a hill.
That must have been, there's two over there. One of them was Cooper Nichols' place, and the other one was East Nichols. On back
this side. Only shows one. This
Were they, was there a little stream that ran down in between the two and it sort of set on opposite sides? Yeah, I've seen both of those.
Yeah, that's right.
I see. All right. That's up here. I've got
one
a mark.
Whose is that, Hoover?
Cooper Nicholson.
Cooper Nicholson.
Yeah. All right, I've got it marked here, and then we'll check them down.
In that 4 months, and you learn 9-9.
Why is that?
I don't know.
That's but smart teachers or smart children?
Smart teacher, both, maybe. I don't know. I still, was the teacher, and he lived in Rappahannock. He'd walk 5 miles night and morning.
To get to school to teach it?
Yeah.
Where did the other kids, how many kids came from here?
Oh, it was packed all through here.
All through here, all through the Hollivans come over too, to this school, or?
No, none, but, no, there's none of the Corbins in this hollow. They went to another school.
I thought maybe some of them might have come over.
Well,
what other hollow went to this school? How about Weekly Hollow? Did they go to that
they
school?
They had a school up there.
They had their own?
Yes, indeed.
Well, what other kids, where did the other kids come from?
All through here, there's people lived all through here, on both sides of the creek.
Well, that, the Hannah Run group, did they come there too?
Yeah, for Hannah Run.
Where
it would come from to this school on the street about where you cross the creek.
Yeah, see, here's the Hughes River. Right that's the group, and George is up here at number 1. There's the Hannah Run, and they came to the same school, didn't they?
This school is down here, was on the left over across the creek.
Before you get to Hannah Run?
Oh, yes.
Okay, you sure? I've never been able to find
out. Maybe we can find where the school was.
Yeah, I want to mark that with my sign, too.
Yeah.
All right. Where did the Corbins go to school?
Well, they had a school back up on the other side.
Oh, I see. George was paid 50 cents a hundred for split rails.
Because it was up in the hollow by itself. Paul remembers it too.
I mean, this one over here is Cooper Nicholson or the one?
No, there's another one.
There's another one on back up here.
You know, that must be cool. You say there's one over here?
There's one right straight across.
The stone ship is still there, big apple tree. I don't know.
That could be your son, East Nick.
That's number 7, man. I'll put it down temporarily. It's Coover. C-O-V-E-R?
Yeah.
C-U-V-E-R.
But this one on up here had a stream. If you went across, like right across here, the house would be sitting up a little higher than over there, and there would be a stream, a little tiny stream, coming down to the left side of it.
That's right. Well, that's the one on Hoover Nichols' place, and the one house to the right out was where East Nichols lived.
There's two of them now. We don't have that.
Yeah, there is two of them, and I don't think they're on that map.
It is on the map either, huh?
And then whose would this one be then?
Well, there's the two over here.
No,
over
no.
One.
There's only one.
These would be on back up. Way up.
That's got to be Cooper then.
Well, we missed one somewhere. I tell you what, we'll just skip this one for the time being, because there's another one down here a bit to the right, and then maybe you'll get your bearings better.
Yeah.
Because there's a gate and so forth here at the right, just all the way down.
How far is four across the creek?
Oh,
we got a good way.
Another
there.
3/4 mile yet? Another 3/4 mile.
Mm. Well, that's where the schoolhouse went across that. I know where the schoolhouse
is. Yeah, all right. We'll get straight away from there.
How long has it been since you've been through here? 20 years. Well, it's surrounded. You haven't got the proper cues to tell you. That's the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, things have changed so much. Yeah, it's a few years downtown Washington where you put up a few buildings, so
a few trees grew up in here, that'll make a difference.
Yeah. It's believed the number 8 is the house with the extra large chimney. Houses 10 and 11 are further on down on the right-hand side of the trail. There's a well-built spring house and a fairly large foundation further up the hill. Also in this area, there is a remains of an old gear box and part of an old stove. Detroit Stove Works, number 25. Schoolhouse is located just across from the Hannah Run Crossing. There are no remains. The large rock just above the site of the schoolhouse was once known as the Bear Den, and the kids used to hide up in that area.
He knows she was down here and had a good bridge on a crack about that big. He had a big chain. Well, he's crossing and the chain got out and then got hooked and he's trying to get loose and he got off into the water and drowned the dog. Then they buried him right in this loft here at the schoolhouse.
Well, that's one. Yeah.
This was a bulldog that Mr. Corbin's sister had.
Did you have many dances or social events or anything like
no.
that?
No, not many.
Where would you have them if you did?
I don't remember them days having any.
Huh. Uh-uh. Was it your brother that was the preacher here?
Or? Yeah, Brother Warren.
What was his name?
Warren Cardy. Mm.
How did the people around here to take to Mr. Hoskins?
How did they take for him?
Mm-hmm.
They all liked him. He treated me awful nice.
Mm-hmm. Was this the post office that was right at the foot of Old Rag there?
No, that was Old Rag post office.
Oh, yeah.
Run away with that and this one, too.
Huh.
This one down here where we're going was Netherville, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever meet the Graveses very much?
The Graveses from Siri?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Bob Graves used to be our sheriff in Madison County.
Uh-huh. They pretty nice folks?
Yeah, they're nice folks.
Mm-hmm.
The church was located right at the junction of the Hannah Run Trail.
Wagon Road left the church and went up to Hannah Run.
Uh-huh. Right, the Wagon Road is right over in there. I've walked down it before.
Yeah,
it's right back over in here.
Church could have been down here a little further. Mm-hmm. You can't tell.
Uh-huh. Who lived up Hannah Run? What families?
A lot of different people.
Yeah. No
Charlie
particular.
Charlie Sis lived up there, and Arnold Nicholson.
Did somebody haul in some bread?
Rass Nicholson. Several families mm-hmm. lived up there.
Who would have been the first house up here? Would you remember that?
Well, that to be in.
Somebody made a fireplace.
Uncle Boot Corbin. He lived up there on the right.
Mm-hmm.
There was a beaver dam and house located about 100 yards below the junction of the Hot Short Mountain Trail. There are many fallen trees and there is a house, and the last report of seeing the beaver was during the month of February. There are also two houses across the stream about 100 yards or so below the beaver dam. This would be on the right-hand side of the trail across the stream as you're going downhill. George is unaware of the people who lived in this area. George has forgotten many of the families that lived in the hollow. We are now within a mile of Nethers. George is extremely tired now. He has to be helped along the trail, and of course this has affected his memory. In most of the sites that we are passing now, George simply can't remember who lived there.
And that you was telling me about that has made such a study of the hollows here.
Oh, the shelf up yonder's named after him.
Bird?
No. You know, you know Mr. Corbin.
Who?
The shelf up at the Skyland is named after this Dr. What?
Pollock?
No, he was the head up there, but it was Shelton, wasn't it? Dr.
Yeah,
Shelton. And he took all the folks that are here and the youngsters to have the tonsils removed in his time. And he came back here, oh, I guess 15 years ago, with the guy who used to write the in the post with the Ramblers. You remember that column hit it off as Ramblers?
Yeah, Star.
Yeah, that's right, it was Star. And he had a movie camera on the front of his car, and they drove back around through here and took quite a few movies, and he stopped at Dr. Shelton. He was wonderful. He did lots of things, I tell you. Well, he took all the folks from up in the mountain. I had consoles removed, the children.
Where was he from?
He was from Arlington, somewhere down here. Yeah, somewhere in that section.
Well, do you have a doctor that encourages you?
No. Don't have any fear. You go to the hospital now.
But now, if you get sick, you just die.
You're not supposed to get sick on weekends.
No, boy.
No, sir.
Wednesday.
That's right. Wednesday afternoon, you're out of it.
Well, I do.
Doc's knee still is terrible, but...
But
he's...
He's overworked, so he
can't... That's right. His son was with him a while, but he went down to Georgetown University.
The Sneed son of Doc?
Yeah.
Well,
he said
well,
he was
another brother, Commonwealth. Yeah, that's his brother. Yeah, that's right. He's judge now. Yeah, but
right.
He is.
He's judge now. That's right. He goes over in Warrington and looks
out
of his old man also.
Yeah, he's a judge or something. Yeah, big show.
We have a place to stay up here, don't you want it?
Who's it?
Have you been up the mountain?
Yeah.
Well, how did you pass the sign and the notice up here and didn't
see
it?
I tell you, we didn't walk so much we blind. We didn't see
nothing. Well, right here on the road.
No, I was huddled down. You see, I was huddled down in the back. He's got a whole kind of living quarters in there.
About 3 weeks ago on Sunday morning. Lives in Tip Nellis' house.
Oh, is that for sure?
Died of a heart attack.
Who's it?
It was a fellow Gray from Palmyra.
Palmyra, Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
That's my county.
Well, he was from there.
That's his county seat, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
and
that's
he up here, I guess. Seems where he is.
Mm-hmm.
He died of heart attack.
The places up here bring so much money, though. God, damn.
Yeah, that's right. Captain Copley, the one that owns that right back across the bridge, she sold off.
$400 an acre.
$400 an acre. And I tell you, it's adjoining the park, and it's back in there, and you don't get to it on a walk or maybe someday a jeep, I don't know.
Mr. Hutchinson was telling me somebody owned all this land for Mr. Jimmy Nettles on.
That's credit I was asking you, can you?
Now,
his people originally were from this county. Culpeper and
P-E-T-T-I-E.
All his people's right down here where, you know, Brown Miller lived, that Brown Rock.
Dylan Petty,
all of those related. Reg Hutchins' wife, Pearl,
she
Hitch and all of them.
She was Hitch tidy with
him. Yeah.
Reg was living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I talked to a girl, and she's daughter's in Lula.
Mm-hmm. Where are you living now?
Paul's Church.
Would you go up down there, Paul?
Just like it down there. Don't work down there.
How did you like it down there after being up here? Well, I wouldn't live down there for nothing either. I have a daughter and I have a son and I don't want to.
Fairfax County.
Huh?
Paul's Church in Fairfax County.
I know,
County.
I have.
Same difference.
Same difference. I know plenty of people around in there too. I never would have thought you'd have done that.
You're a traitor, you, huh?
That's exactly what he is. Made all your money up here and then left.
Yeah, made it all down yonder.
Oh boy.
Mm. Well, I tell you, we have more people out of the state around the neighbors now than we do.
Yeah. Not many neighbors anymore.
No, it's not. And more time, too.
When did you say that mill stopped working? 1940?
What was before then?
It was after 40, I think, right along in that somewhere.
Got any papers? I'm gonna have to write. I'm gonna write down these books that y'all told me, but I got to get.
I got a card right here.
Here's some paper.
Yeah. I've been talking and walking all day, and I haven't done anything. Thank you.
Reach around behind there and get your book.
Oh yeah.
I have some books around here to tell you something if I can find them. I don't know where they are right now.
I want to, if you're at home, I want to get you at home sometime so we can find them.
I hope to be around here this summer sometime.
I got a book I was telling all of them, I reckon, this morning about it. It's on Robert E. Lee, and I have such a great deal of admiration for the author by it, not taking any credit for what he's done. He says that when he went out researching, he found out that Dr. Douglas Southall Freeman had already been there. Yeah. So with that.
Where do you live?
Falls Church. I live pretty close to George. We'll see what.
Now, the book you was talking about was the name of. What was the name of it?
You talking about Hollow Book?
I have a neighbor, a little lives down there. My daughter lives over at.
I'll tell you what you might do on that book.
Yeah.
The park has a copy of that book.
They have?
In their library at Big Meadows at that visitor center.
I tell you the truth, Mr. White, I have them around here somewhere, but I certainly couldn't tell you where they are now. But if I come across them one day, I'll stack them up here and let you look at them.
I have them all.
I tell you the truth, I don't know where they are.
Uh-huh. What's yours now?
No, that's the same one. That Hollow Book is by Sherman and Henry. It's Alan's brother, Tom Henry.
Let me have your name, you write it yourself.
Yeah, okay.
And if I find something, I'll stack up here and let Mr. White or somebody have them.
Okay.
I have them, honestly.
This Mr. Garvey over here is the one that is really the correspondent. And I think that we'll just, if we find out anything, we'll let him know, then he can let you know.
Well, if I find the books, I'll let you.
Library of Big Meadows. Now, this other one is at the library at Madison, isn't it?
Yes.
And what did you call it?
Now, I'll tell you, I don't know where you find that or not, but it's in Madison County. But Claudia Al is the guy, the fellow to write to get a copy of that, because it is not. Now, so many people want it. I don't think they have that.
It's written by Claudia
Al. Yes. And Madison, Virginia. He's well known. You won't have him in trouble. And he would get one for you.
All right.
But I tell you, it's been so many people. Mine went to Wisconsin. I was about 3 months getting back. Time went all the way around up and back.
That's the best way in the world to lose a book, is loaning, isn't it?
I tell you, I got it back 3 months later.
Last August, I loaned out the Gone Are the Days and the Diary of William Byrd. And the customs and things of old Virginia. I loaned those three out last August. I haven't gotten them back yet.
You loaned them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. How do you spell Mr. Yall's last name?
Y-O-W-E-L-L. Claude, still in Madison, Virginia.
Now, let's see. Your name is Lee. What Lee?
Paul Lee.
He's right there at that corner.
It's on that letter that you got.
I got
name and address on it, and
everybody here
except not Hammond.
No.
What is Hammond?
H-A-N-L-O-N.
Ed Hammond.
It's
I had post office. I delivered chickens on a Sunday to Mr. Albert Nicholson. I was in yours once, but I'll tell you the truth. They had their iron skillets, all hanging on the walls, and their safes had window panes in them. But I'll tell you the honest truth, you couldn't see if there was any glass in them. They were so clean. Now, I'm not telling you any story. And the same way with everything in that house, and their skillets, mine looked terrible to them. They was burned off, cleaned off, and looked just like they had shellac on them.
Pretty nice.
And then I went to Mr. Perry's sister's, and he had a room, a rock, he did make a stonemason.
Yeah.
and he had a something like a cellar. His washing tub and old wash pot and everything was just as clean can be, I'll tell you.
You deliver stuff up in the mountains there on a Sunday, chickens?
Yes, and they didn't come down and get them on Saturday, and I had to just post off. Well, I didn't have to, but I didn't want to see them. Either do that or feed them, and I certainly didn't want to feed them.
But did you take a wagon up there, Miss Hudson? Or?
No, I had a Model A.
You went all the way up to George's place in the Model A?
Well, he didn't have no trouble going up the mountain, did he?
No.
That wasn't that bad.
The road was pretty good then.
Model 2.
I used to go when they was putting the pipeline or trying one out or something. At Stone Man, before all this building up of these fancy things, you know, I used to drive up through here and take my little chew, and I didn't have the six, and drive up down the Model A and go all the way to the top and go to Stone Man. It was pretty Stone Man then. Everything was natural.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of those cabins now of where Mr. Bird had, and another two around that original.
Yeah.
They are pretty, yeah, but that's the way it looked when I used to go up through here. What is it, 14 miles?
Yeah, you go up the way.
Mm-hmm. Up by Butler's store.
That's right.
A lot of that road we've been on today that seems so rough has been washed out and nothing done to it. I reckon that's why it looks impossible now, you know?
I don't reckon anybody going to the back, but the rangers, and very seldom they go, looking more. That Hunter Dodson, he does more than that than anybody else. We have some scraps to get off.
Was Rob Dodd's boy?
Yes, he was the brother to the one that Monroe raised.
Monroe raised one.
Charlie, and he's real. He's Walter Reed about 2 weeks ago for operation. He helps real bad.
Mm-hmm. How are the two boys getting along up here? Lost their mother.
I saw them today. One had a beer can, the other had a whiskey bottle. They were doing all right.
Yes.
They do
all
right.
Drink it like water.
I was telling him I started to get him for a guide to go through, and
they're wonderful. You catch them right.
If you ever,
oh,
Lord. But they've done, you know, pickled the brain, you know, so that
they perfect in the mountain.
You know, Ed, I'm just thinking. I bet she could fill in the names of those farms. All the way up there.
You might know those places up there.
You know, we had a map showing all the dwellings as they existed back around 1930.
Well, I used to know certain sure.
He's lost his landmarks.
That one house, I couldn't figure out that one chimney to save my life.
Mm-hmm.
Close to the road.
Right at the road.
I said I bet Charlie Dodson would know who lived in.
Sure, because they traveled just like they did 40 years ago.
I'm going to get Charlie one of these times, I guess.
We get him. He would either one of those boys would be one of them.
Oh,
but
he just
loved
it.
I think Charlie had two operations on his eyes. I don't think he would.
They just talk about it all the time.
But Webb would be one of them.
They really are.
They know all up in there.
Yes,
their mother did.
That guy tells about some bunch went up there and a couple got lost. And they got word about him up on top of old Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up there in the night and found him.
Well, now, we have plenty of that yet. Hadn't been just before.
I saw in the paper. Did
you
help in the rescue, didn't you?
I helped him. I
saw that.
What was this,
They got lost up on the mountain that's one of the bird shelters.
Recently?
Two girls, yes. And we found them. The fellow went to them. He had his hunting dogs, which he shouldn't have had them in the park. But the case like that was... Well, he did.
Mm-hmm.
They could have gotten away from him going up in there just as well. And they walked up on the two little girls laying asleep. So I went around to the gate around up on the other side where you go up to the Butler store. You know, they have the cutest little building over there now. It's an octagon shape and it's green. All you look for is a little green man to come out of it.
Honestly,
that's the way you feel. I did, honestly, long as I've been around here. Now, that's right over the mountain from where you go up this road. It comes down to Syria, Virginia.
Is that on the
gate up the other side.
Is that on the Gordonsville Turnpike?
Oh, I see.
What do you call it, Gordonsville Turnpike?
I don't know. We call it the
rag. That's a road going across the mountain.
It goes up the Weekly Hollow.
Yeah.
How about the Dark Hollow?
That goes around the Sears.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but that's on the Roseland, and we were on the Robinson Road.
Oh, I see,
And you go up to the gate on the other side. It's much further up to that gate than this now.
Uh-huh.
And this little building is sitting over. In fact, I thought it was a big rock with moss on it. before I got there. And it was sitting over, and it was a nice spring right on it, and they built a rock wall about as high as that bookcase. And this little building's put on top of it, an octagon shaped green, like out of plywood. And then it's a ladder put up the side of that, and they went up and put a little flue, and it's a little stove in it, and it has a little platform like a porch out from it that you could put a couple lounges on it, lounging chairs. And the way the door comes in, that comes in often. It comes in this way with a hook on each one, and down this way with a hook on each one. But when we got his car and looked where my daughter, one machine I, which it was a good distance up in there, and we went up in a good-sized car, which was Shunner, and she says, look over there, and I said, well, I didn't know that was there. So we went over, and of course we opened it and looked in it. And it was like a highway bed and a little bitty stove with a box of gravels on it, and just about enough to room for one person and an iron pot.
Who was it, a private home or something?
No, somebody built it that was coming that weekend.
Uh-huh.
But it was cute, but all you looked for was a little green end.
Well, Miss Hudson, I'm glad you had time to at least put up with us for 2 minutes.
Well, I wasn't doing anything, certainly, sure. I looked at this baseball game, that made me sick.
Once again.
Had all won 9th inning.
They won last night.
They won.
Beat Baltimore last night.
I know. But Howard made a home run today, the first thing, and went on up to the 9th inning, and it was 2-1.
Well, that's favor of Baltimore?
Yes.
Well, at least to give them a good game.
It was a wonderful game. Right. That's a good one.
Paul wants to get Paul, Lee wants to get back.
Well, that turned out to be better than I expected. I didn't have no idea.
Yeah. You want to get back here and
okay.
You want to get Alan back here. And you can sit this time because of it.
Florida, will you ride it?
Yeah. one ride too here.
That's the old Lee. We got two more to get in.
No, just one.
What was her name?
Mary Hudson.
Okay. And she was the postmaster here?
Yes.
Put that on there. Okay, I think I got a pretty good interview there.
Yeah.
Mr. Corbin, it was a pleasure going with you today.
Yeah, enjoyed I felt that when I did. I enjoyed it though, too.
Well, you felt pretty good down to the cabin, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, come around and see me.
Okay, I hope to. And come back up and come on up here to the new visitor center. They got a big meadow sometime.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, they got pictures of Fennel Corbin in there and some of the artifacts that they got out of the house here.
These people want to come up here. Come up with them.
Good, well, come on up.
My mind's going on. Yeah.